97.9, 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. You know her from American Idol and soon to be on The Young and the Restless. Diana DeGarmo is on the show. Diana, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I am. Oh, you're so sweet. You're so up and chipper and just, you're ready to, where are you this morning?
I am in Los Angeles drinking lots and lots of coffee.
Oh, my goodness. number one, aren't you, you're not old enough for coffee yet, right? I mean.
Come on. I've been drinking coffee since I was two.
Oh, my. So how does Diana DeGarmo take her coffee?
With a little bit of Splenda and a little bit of almond milk, if I can help it. But honestly, I'll take it any which way I can get it. If it's too early, I don't care what it is.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. Doing morning radio, I'm like a coffee fanatic. I'm a fan of like the flavored coffees.
Like
I have a Keurig. So what I do is I get the flavored coffee and I just pop that bad boy in while I'm getting ready and grab it and I'm out the door. That's how I roll.
I like it. I think that I can give Starbucks a run for their money with the way I make my own coffee.
Oh, well, all right. Well, you know, since you're offering, I'll absolutely try some and I'll compare, you know, if you
awesome.
Know, hypothetically, allegedly. So congratulations to Young and the Restless. This is a big deal.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I could not be more excited and more happy to be working on the number one soap opera show in daytime TV. And just, they're the most lovely people. They've been so supportive and it's so much fun to work with, that my character Angelina is just, she's come so naturally. It's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Young and the Restless, 12:30 on CBS. Your big debut is on Halloween. Now, is there going to be like a Halloween theme to it at all? Or is it just like, hey,
yes.
How are you?
Yes.
Or
the best is, you know, when you're filming about a month and a half in advance, it's kind of funny because you're going through the holidays before you actually go through them in real life.
Oh, sure.
So we had, you know, Halloween back in September, and yes, it is definitely a Halloween episode, and you will get to meet Angelina, but I think the joke is that everyone thinks she's in costume, but she really isn't. So that's just her everyday wear, and then you get to meet her and see how outrageous she truly is, and after that, you'll get to see me about once a week.
Sounds good. We're talking to Diana DeGarmo, Young and the Restless. She makes the big debut on the 31st. 12:30 on CBS. Now this is going to be this may come off as a rude question because you're a female and you're never supposed to ask a female this, but to most people you're still a teenage girl. How old are you at this point?
I'm 24.
Oh my gosh.
I think the good thing is now I don't look anything like I did when I was 16. Thank heavens. But yeah, it's been more fun telling people, oh yeah, I'm Diana, and they go, oh my god, it's you, because I mean, I of course look like myself, but definitely don't look like I did from how most people remember me.
Absolutely. And that's a good thing and a bad thing, because you know, having the success that you did on Idol, and you know, of course that's the Fantasia season, and you know, all the way down to The Wire and the whole thing. People remember, because it's such a huge show, people remember you. You're in, you know, you're kind of in their heads as this teenage girl, and you know, you're an adult now, you're doing different things. So the fact that you have matured, you do look a little different, actually helps you transition into stuff like this. It helps you take on the second step in your career.
Of course. It is exactly what you said. And the great thing is I can just keep, you know, rejuvenating my career and recreating myself. And I think I'm definitely going to stay a little bit like I am now for a while, or at least I hope so.
Well, I hope so, because damn.
Oh, thank you. You're sweet. Well, I had, you know, TV, Lord have mercy. I mean, you look at the screen and it definitely does add those 10 pounds. Holy cow.
Well, here's the thing. They just, and this hasn't really been announced yet, but the local Fox affiliate here, WFX V33, they just asked me to do like a weekly update thing as part of their 10 o'clock news. So I'm going to be on TV once a week doing that thing. And like, I'm Big Papa because I used to be 450. Now I'm like 250, but still,
look,
I don't.
Yeah.
Gastric bypass. It's a beautiful thing. But I'm afraid of like the extra 10. Do you have like little tricks to kind of minimize stuff? Do you do like extra makeup in certain spots or whatever? Like,
I mean, you can, but I think then you start getting a little too crazy. I say you just be happy and healthy with whatever makes you comfortable. But I do know it's for me as a girl. I mean, we women, we carry around water like purses. It's kind of fantastically awful. But I'm a big advocate for yoga. And I tell you, it has changed my life. It's changed my body. And definitely, I always hit a class before the day before I have to film, because I feel like the next day, I feel like my body really appreciates the extra little TLC before I go film.
True story.
Water, of course.
And Diana, true story, those yoga pants are fantastic. They look so good.
Oh,
it's true. Those yoga pants, oh, I love them. We're talking to Diana DeGarmo. Her debut on The Young and the Restless is coming up on Monday on CBS. You can follow her on Twitter, at Diana DeGarmo. Is there a boy in your life?
There is, yes.
And how is that going?
It's fantastic. He's my best friend.
Is it someone you've known for a while? Is it something new? What are we talking here?
We met doing a show a couple years ago, and it just kind of one thing led to another after a while, and then we've just been attached at the hip, and it's great because he respects what I do, and I of course respect what he does, and we get to also make music together, which is a blast. So I'm still creating my own music and keeping that part of my life always alive. And life is good. To have a job and love makes you a happy girl.
Oh, absolutely. Is it Ace?
Yes.
Aww. That's awesome. So I didn't know that. I didn't. Wow, that's so awesome. Now, are you guys like living together and stuff or no?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, that's so 20.
You're the first person I've actually told that to in an interview. So you officially get. You can say you're the first person I ever said that to.
That's wow! Look at me breaking news. That's fantastic. So this is obviously like the first relationship you're like living with somebody. That's a whole different step. A whole different like it's a life changer, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm one of those. I've always been an advocate because I've never been a serial dater. I mean, I have plenty of girlfriends that feel they always need to be in a relationship, going from one thing to the next.
Right.
And I say when it works, it works, and when you know it, you'll know it. And it works, and I know it, and it's beautiful, I have to say.
That's absolutely awesome. We're talking to Diana DeGarmo, otherwise known as Ace Young's girlfriend. That's awesome. And you can check her out on Young and the Restless. Her big debut is on Halloween, 12:30 on CBS. And you can follow her on Twitter, at Diana DeGarmo. Before you go, and I appreciate the time this morning, before you go, it is the Quick Six. This is six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, here we go. Diana DeGarmo, three shows that are on your DVR right now.
American Horror Story, True Blood, and Game of Thrones.
Favorite toy as a child?
Barbie.
You're on a road trip. What are your go-to snacks?
Beef jerky and popcorn and corn nuts.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
Jack and Coke.
I love that there was no hesitation there. That made my day. Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Eyes.
Favorite toy as an adult?
My Mustang. 5-speed. Baby. Oh, lover.
Nice. Nice. And finally, I want to... do you watch any of the competition shows anymore? Do you still follow Idol? Are you following the X Factor at all? Are you still into that at all? Or is it like you've been there, done that, and now you're on to your own thing?
Once you become an alum of the show, people are always constantly asking me what I think. X Factor, I haven't been able to really get into just because of time, but I definitely keep up with Idol because people always want to know what my opinion is, even though I don't understand why, but people always ask me. And I'm hoping, because Young and the Restless films on the same lot as American Idol, ironically enough, that I'm hoping Angelina is around when this next season comes in, so maybe Angelina can make an appearance on the new season.
That would be fantastic. Diana DeGarmo, The Young and the Restless, 12:30 on CBS, the big debut coming up on Halloween. Follow her on Twitter, at Diana DeGarmo. Diana, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on the relationship. I think that's awesome. It's really exciting. And congratulations on the new part. And hope to do this again. I appreciate it.
Anytime. It was great meeting you.
Absolutely. Diana DeGarmo, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.